And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. That's 749-1444.
We've talked to not one, but two super glamorous, ultra-famous rock and roll legends.
Yeah, we might be talking to Ringo Starr later. We might not. It depends on if we can wake him up or not.
What time is it over in England? Or where's he live? No, he's got an American wife. He lives in New York now, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Barbara Bach. Star, something like that.
You should see her naked.
Or did she? I did in Playboy.
Yeah, when we
that was
get
a long
older,
time ago. She's
maybe
probably
we
old
can
now.
Ask Ringo what he thinks of everybody seeing his old lady naked.
Was she really naked? I don't really remember, really.
I don't remember either. I didn't remember.
I think it was one of those
back in the 50s.
Yeah, right. I think it was one of those typical celebrity skin things where they have a strategically placed elbow. What's going on, Eric? Jim? Jim's man the phones. Got the cafe. Is the Cafe Nicotine now defunct for the year? You got one more show? I tell you guys what, you got 8 hours to go on. Eight and a half hours and you're on the air maybe. They have no idea. They have no idea. Are you just going to come in today?
Let's do another big plugger for No Anchovies, best pie in the Queen City. And let's do a plugger for Cincinnati West. When you're on the west side, get some lunch at Cincinnati West. The best place to munch for lunch.
They have sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. And they have soup and coffee.
Pop.
Yeah, soda pop.
Salad.
Mm-hmm. Potato chips.
Pretzels.
So check it out, babe.
It's fine eating, man.
Yeah.
I thought you had something to talk about. I thought you had something sticking in your craw.
I did a minute ago.
What was it?
I forget.
Oh, man. Oh,
it's
going to
be a long night.
We can always talk about Dion. Did you see his mug shot?
We're not talking about Dion tonight.
You didn't bring a Sunday column in, did you?
Leave old Dion alone.
Is he still going to be able to write his column from jail?
Who knows and who cares?
On prison stationery.
Okay, so, why don't the American taxpayer people... Let's get some music going.
Why don't the
American taxpayers pay more money? Why doesn't more tax money go into fixing the schools? Why do they fix the prisons up instead?
What do you mean?
The incarceration rate in the United States is an all-time high, and the Americans are building prisons quicker and faster and better than they're building their schools.
What do you mean better? Like the buildings are better? They're building more permanent-type buildings? 100-year buildings or something for prisons?
There's a higher rate of incarceration in the United States than any other country except Russia.
Yep, that's a well-known statistic.
Yeah. There's 1.3 million prisoners in the United States prisons.
Out of a population of what?
519 people for every 100,000. That's 22%.
22% of the population's in jail?
No, that's up 22% since 1989.
What the hell?
But it sounds like 22%.
Damn, man.
It's doubled since 1980.
How many people are in jail for drug offenses?
More than ever. Why don't they take some of those people in jail for drug offenses and non-violent crimes other than theft and bogusness? And left them back out on the street.
Bogusness is a jail. Bogusness is a crime nowadays.
It should be.
I don't know. Bogosity.
But seriously though,
flagrant bogosity in public.
Schools aren't getting fixed up. Schools are falling apart. And nobody's voting for school levies to fix them. Why don't they just take that money they're putting into prisons and build better schools?
Because people want more prisons. People want prisons.
Why don't they fix the problem at the root? And the root of the problem is education.
You really believe that?
Yeah, I do.
You don't believe that any educated people commit crimes?
Mm-mm.
What about that person that worked for Bush who signed the dollar bills back in the early... Remember those wacky late 80s and early 90s? Well, the person that signed the dollar bills is going to the joint.
I believe that an education person can commit crimes and get away with it because they're sneakier, because they're smarter.
The juice went to USC.
Oh, yeah. And he's probably not going to do time the way things are going.
Really?
Well, who knows? Who cares? But you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't. We should build more schools, less prisons.
Right.
What's that bumper sticker says? It'll be a great day when the Air Force has to have a bake sale and the schools have all the money they need, or something like that. That's a clever bumper sticker.
Them's words to live by.
Yeah, they always talk about the rate for Americans right now being all-time high to be in jail, and especially for the black population. It's extremely high. And it's just going to get higher and higher and higher and higher because the crime bill was signed today. The Reverend Jim, the guy who answers the phones here, Chris and Rob, was tickled pink about that. Right there on the, I guess, with the south lawn of the White House, they stepped over the plane wreckage. Clinton brought in like 900,000 people to watch him sign his name to a bill. And then he said it would save lives. The crime bill is going to save...
Hello. What? Is this a bowling alley?
Yeah.
Is this Western Bowl?
Yeah.
Is this Milt?
Uh-huh.
This is Steve.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
And we thought tonight we should call a bowling alley and get to the root of one of America's biggest problems. Crime.
Yeah.
What do you think about crime?
We might need, like, more prisons and stuff.
More prisons? Now, we were just discussing that perhaps, instead of building more prisons, we should be building more schools. And keeping the schools that are already existing in better shape. Maybe even pay our teachers more. What do you think of that?
Oh. I guess that'd be all right.
Yeah, that'd be the root of the problem, don't you think?
Yeah.
How are things at the bowling alley tonight?
Kind of slow.
Yeah, would you rather be somewhere else?
Yeah.
Like where?
Like maybe like a different bowling alley. Maybe like a miniature golf course.
What about the all-nude bowling alley? Would you rather be at the all-nude bowling alley?
Are the bowlers nude?
What the heck?
And you.
And me too.
And the bowlers are all the Swedish bikini team, and they're all drinking Budweiser.
That sounds all right.
That's old Milwaukee.
Well, it doesn't matter. Are you talking from that?
So which is it, Budweiser?
I don't know. We really don't remember. We're discussing crime and incarceration in America. Do you think that the American judicial system is too soft on criminals?
I think so. Yeah. I think there's a lot of weenies.
Weenies.
Weenies. I think they're pretty soft.
They're soft weenies, huh? That is a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever been robbed there at the bowling alley?
Not me, no.
Has the bowling alley ever been knocked over?
Yeah. Yeah. We think it was somebody that used to work here.
What, shoes, balls, what'd they get?
They got like, money.
They took money?
Yeah.
How much?
Like, a couple $100.
But that's not scary, though. That's not like somebody came in
and
stuck a heater in your face and then took your shoes or anything.
Right.
So it's just some guy's doing the books one night and says, holy cow, we're $250 short.
Yeah. It was pretty obvious. I mean, they took everything.
So, you guys were open for like 8 hours. You know, you had leagues. You sold a lot of refreshments. The grill was making the fish sandwiches, the grilled cheese sandwiches, the onion rings as quick as the grill could make them. And you also made a bunch of those JTM pork chopettes that were so popular there on Lane 8. And you did the books at the end of the day, and
those
you came up with
good,
zero. With those JTM pork chopettes?
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff.
Only if you have them on a Grody Bakery bun.
Yeah.
Do you guys sell JTM pork chopettes there?
Only if they're doing a promotion or something.
So you normally don't sell pork chops?
No.
Do you eat a lot of pork chops?
I enjoy the pork chops, yeah.
You enjoy pork chops that you make there at the bowling alley?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll bring in like my own.
You'll bring in your own pork chops?
Well, we'll bring in, you know, different, because you get tired of eating the same stuff all the time, you know. So, like, I'll pick stuff up on the way in, and sometimes I'll get, like, pork chops or, like maybe a bratwurst or, like, a kielbasa or, like, maybe sometimes, like, some salmon or
Salmon!
Yeah. Bucket of chicken?
No.
You can't eat chicken because then your fingers get too greasy and you can't hold on to the bat.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Unless you got, like, the powdered talc or something like that.
What's your favorite part of working in a bowling alley?
The chicks.
Yeah, you score a lot of play there?
Yeah. Yeah. I, like, keep the really cool shoes off to the side.
All right, well, we'll, like, let you get back to the chicks now and we'll get on with our talk show.
So if an attractive young woman walks in...
They don't get the normal old crappy shoes. I give them the good ones.
They don't get those two-tone red and green jobs. They get the monochromed beige.
they get the suave ones, yeah.
Well,
you gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Yeah,
let's
man.
Let him get back to the babes.
Get back to the babes.
Yeah, man.
Later.
All right.
Okay.
Wow, I never knew that. Man.
Leader dogs for the blind desperately need more adult dogs for training. You got a dog?
Yes, we do have a dog that my... Well, hold on, get that number because
for
I know somebody interested in giving a dog
okay,
away.
Okay, it's right here.
They got a Labrador, a big black lab. It's a puppy and it's a lunatic.
And they want to give it to some blind
people?
Well,
what? No, it's a black lab. They want to give it to a blind person so he can train it to help the blind person get around town.
Okay, for further information on donating your dog as a leader dog...
What is? What's the number?
You, call,
Write this number down for me.
Call Leader Dogs for the Blind, 1-810-651-9011. Woof, woof.
They don't even have a number like 1-800-BLIND-DOG or anything?
That's 1-810-651-9011. Jot that down.
Yeah, I need that number, man.
Okay, it's right here.
Blind dog.
Okay, who's up next? Joe. Joe, baby.
How you guys doing?
Okay, how you doing, Joe?
I'm all right. Why does David Lee Roth kick so much ass?
Because he is the man. He's from Indiana, you know.
Van Halen used to rule.
That's because he's from Indiana. You always need one good Midwestern guy to make the L.A. jerk sound good, just like Guns N' Roses.
Right, just look at the Bush White House.
I would say Van Halen with David Lee Roth has to be the band of the 80s.
Them and the Eurythmics, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So I take it you were at the David Lee show.
Sucked.
Were you at the David Lee show down at Bogart's the other day?
Yeah.
Did he rock?
And boy, did he do some jamming.
Does he still do the big kung fu splits and like bring out a big sword?
No, he didn't do that.
Did he do Van Halen tunes?
No.
He just did like Yankee Rose.
What he did was kick some ass.
Did he do some Yankee Rose and stuff like that?
Well, I had so many of that night. I don't remember half the stuff that went on.
He just kicked ass, huh?
I was blitzed.
Joe, what are you on tonight?
I met him up in Vegas.
Did you?
I met him and Paul Stanley.
Okay, so what are you on tonight?
We all did a little partying.
Yeah, what kind of partying?
Well, that's all I wanted to really say. Van Halen rule with a peace.
Okay, gotcha.
Peace. That's all I wanted to say. Van Halen rules. Peace. 749-1444 if you think you can follow that call.
Rob, it takes all kinds.
Tell you what, man, he set the bar pretty high.
Yeah. Takes
65190. What the yeah. Oh, it's not a 1-800 number?
No.
Oh, screw that then. We'll keep the damn dog. We'll give him to a farmer or something.
Okay, who's up next?
Mike!
Mike, you're on the air.
Yeah, I think that last guy was insane.
Why, you don't think Van Halen kicks ass, Peace?
Well, they're alright, but the band of the 80s had to still be Kiss, just like the 70s.
Yeah, right.
Nah. Frank Zappa, though. Period. Frank Zappa.
Is that a sentence? Frank Zappa, period. That says it all, huh?
Well, did you watch Dweezil Zappa and Amon Zappa on Conan O'Brien last night?
I saw him on there a long time ago. They did a song called about Meat Sale or something.
They played Jesse's Girl last night.
I Wish That I Had Jesse's Girl?
Yeah.
You mean the old Rick Springfield song?
Yeah.
Amon can't sing for crap.
And knowing them, they always have to have something different. That's what makes them so unique.
But then if you're just being unique to be unique, is that really unique?
I don't know. It's your own decision. Click.
Mike said click, and then he hung up on us.
That's funny. Okay. Well, the phone number here is 749-1444.
Wait. We got another It's call. A rock and roll extravaganza.
It sure is.
The band of the 80s. Wow. What a scintillating topic this is.
You can try.
Oh, is it Zeke the Freak from Cabin Creek? Yeah.
Zeke, what are you on tonight?
Well, that guy with the Van Halen spew, man. You said somebody else call up, you know, with something that could top his band. Well, I got this one band, but I can't say their last name. They're called the Crusa, and then it starts with an F.
Okay, what about them?
Yeah, well, have you ever heard them?
No.
Crash Darby.
We're just talking
about germs.
It was Darby Crash, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it was Darby Crash, but yeah, I think it was with the germs.
He OD'd, man. He wanted to be like his hero.
Yeah, and so did the guy in the band I'm talking about. He also OD'd, or he committed suicide. How about G.G. Allin?
Piece of crap.
What
he was
I
a
know.
Piece of shit human being if I've ever heard of one.
What a loser.
Feces was one of his fortes.
What are you getting at, Zeke?
Well, I mean, what was that guy getting at? He said that guy ruled, man. That dinosaur rock dude.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Van Halen did rule, man.
They ruled while they were
running
ruling.
Running with the devil?
Yes, running with the devil. Jamie's crying.
Yes, I knew you guys
danced
were like
the night away.
Satan worshipers, right from hell. I knew it. I knew it all the time. Up here in Cabin Creek, we all knew you was like that.
What are you on tonight, Zeke?
How about some beer and some green stuff?
You've been on beer and green stuff tonight, and then you're calling talk shows.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
If you called one of them AM radio talk shows and
no,
told them
I
you were on beer
you know,
and green stuff,
the last
stuff,
time I did that,
they would hang
up
on you.
I got rebuked.
Who rebuked you?
Who'd you call?
Yeah, one of you guys rebuked me.
Who'd you call?
Bad.
Oh, you called us up when we were on AM and you started cursing.
Well, I didn't know any better.
You didn't know any better.
You're a big
I didn't.
Idiot.
I'm used to calling all these FM shows, you know, the ones that like that are slotted for late
we
night.
We ought to just hang up on you right now is what we ought to do.
No,
but
you
we won't. You know why?
Because you know,
we're FM and we're cool.
Because you like to do it, you know.
And besides, a good idiot every now and then keeps the program flowing.
Well, yeah, where's the girls? Tell them to call in tonight. What's their favorite group? The Carpenters, right?
What's wrong with the Carpenters?
Well, I like them.
Okay, cool. Then what are
so
you dissing
Sonic on? Youth, you know? So what's that make me? Some kind of like music connoisseur
no,
or something?
An idiot. You're just an
yeah,
idiot.
Yeah, well, you guys always say that, and you know, you never have nothing to back it up with.
What, your idiocy? Want me to go back to the tapes of every other show you ever called and just play them all back
well,
to you?
Well, you know, your proof concrete doesn't like make
I gotta be honest
right.
with you, Zeke. You wouldn't be half the idiot you are if you didn't abuse so many legal and illegal substances before you called us.
That's
I mean,
not
if
true.
You were just
I mean,
straight and sober when you called us, made
right.
sense, were a little level-headed,
me.
Then
you like
perhaps
the highway patrol or
you
something?
Wouldn't be such an idiot.
Yeah, but are you guys like the highway patrol where, you know, sir, I smell beer on your breath?
No. In fact,
no,
I'm a,
I mean, I
I'm a proponent of getting loaded.
So
but
much.
You're always loaded. I'm a proponent of getting loaded sometimes.
Well,
you're a proponent,
you know,
I guess,
I mean,
of getting loaded all the time.
I'm not donut shops and trying to find cops, you know. Well, I mean, what kind of fetish is that?
Who's going around donut shops trying
you
to find
guys
cops?
Did, like, months ago. You know,
that,
you guys
that's because our theme
the
on the
cops,
program
you know,
that night was donut munching cops.
Well,
that
no,
was
the
topic
theme
that
was,
night.
The theme was... Hey, shut up, Zeke!
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
The theme
okay,
was...
The
theme was... That the extra cop bill in Congress or somewhere was merely a ploy by the bakeries of America to get more cops on the street to sell more donuts. If you don't remember
like,
the theme of the show, Zeke, that's exactly what it was.
Because you were stoned
like a,
that night, you don't
sounds
remember.
Sounds like a kosher food tax or something to me.
Food tax sucks, too. Don't vote for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. And they're pulling that now, too.
In fact, don't
I mean,
vote for any
tax. If you guys
want
to, like, swing at politics, you know, we can go pretty... Hey, didn't Clinton just get on TV and say, like, yeah, I signed that crime bill, man. That takes out them assault weapons that the little chillens is killing each other. You know, nobody's killing each other with assault weapons. That's your best defense against those weasels.
No one is killing people with assault weapons.
No, they're using like 25 caliber, you know.
Wait, wait. Did you say no one is killing each other with assault weapons?
No, really. Can you point out a couple of instances?
Stockton, California.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
The guy
yeah.
broke into somewhere with an assault
okay,
weapon and shot a bunch
of
people?
Like 55,000 murders were committed with assault weapons. So therefore, you use a multi-billion dollar... national TV ad campaign to tell us that we don't need these kind of weapons. There was three of those instances, you know, maybe a McDonald's and that, and I can't see any wrong in going into McDonald's and just shooting it out, you know.
Hey, Zeke, can I ask you a question?
What?
If you were going to die tomorrow and you could only catch one more buzz on one substance, would it be beer, booze, weed, or some other drug?
It'd probably just be that old weed.
Just the old mean green, huh?
Yeah, really. I mean, you might as well go out thinking.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Zeke.
All right.
749-1444, the Chris and Rob Chris, Late Night Talk Show.
Chris, let's try. It is 3:18. Uh-huh. Let's see if we can't make it until 5 o'clock without talking about catching a buzz and Van Halen kicking ass. I mean, just once. Can we go an hour and 42 minutes without talking about VH kicked ass? I love catching a buzz. You merely picketed all the Dairy Marts and UDFs and all that stuff we're doing. Nah, I'll play more, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just tuned into another exciting episode of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I don't care if you are a guest.
The phone number is 749-1444. Once again, that number, 749-1444. We now rejoin the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, already in progress.
Today's word is whipper.
Whipper!
Try to use it in a sentence if you can.
And next time you hear either Rob or myself say whipper, then you gotta say, woo! Leanne, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Leanne. How you doing?
Hi.
Sound off like you got a pair, Leanne.
Oh, there.
There you go. Now go ahead and scream about what you want to scream about.
All right, earlier you guys were talking about, like, them using the tax money to fix up the prisons instead of the schools.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Personally, I think the reason they're doing that is because they know that most of the kids these days are going to be criminals when they grow up.
So they're just saying to hell with it.
Yeah.
They're just saying these guys are beyond hope.
Yeah. These kids can just go to Hades in a KFC bucket.
These guys are going to go to jail. It doesn't matter if we teach them with new textbooks or not.
Right.
That's not very whipper.
Woo!
At least Rob got it right. So what, Leanne, what do you suggest we do about it?
Really, there's nothing you can do because these kids got their minds made up.
Leanne, how old are you?
I'm 18.
So you just came out of the school system, or are you still in the school system?
I just came out.
What do you think of it?
Sucks.
Did they teach you anything?
Most of the stuff I learned on the streets.
What streets?
The streets of Winton Place.
The streets of Winton Place.
The main streets of Winton Place.
I heard those streets are mean streets.
Did you learn how to fight?
Yeah.
Did you learn how to curse?
Of course.
Did you learn how to spit?
Yeah.
Did you learn how to cap on your neighbor?
Yeah.
Did you learn how to use a blade?
Yeah.
Did you learn how to use a butter knife?
No.
Did they teach you the skills in your high school that you would need to become a productive citizen of the United States of America and Winton Place?
No.
Does the idea of the freedom of the open road sound appealing to you?
Yes, it does.
Does the black ribbon call your name?
Have you thought about truck driving school? Leanne, now seriously.
What?
Are you good with a CB?
Yeah.
Say 10-4, good buddy, and sound off like you got a pair.
10-4, good buddy.
Hey, I think we found a line of work for old Leanne.
Hey, what's the CB lingo code for guys? For women, it's the beaver hunt. What's the beaver report out there? What is it for guys?
I'm not too sure.
That's a question for our godfather.
It's a question for the truck and bozo.
Exactly. So, Leanne?
What?
You just say the country is a piece of crap and it's going to stay that way.
Yeah. It's going to get worse.
What do you mean it's going to get worse? How's it going to get worse?
How's it
going
to get worse? Because, look around, man. The crime is getting worse and people don't care anymore.
There's more crime and there's more stupid people in the world.
Yeah.
So what should we do? How can we reverse this trend?
There's nothing you can do.
Leanne, there's just been an upheaval in the government. There's been a coup, and you've been installed as the preeminent dictator. What you say is the law of the land. What is your first edict as the dictator of the United States of America?
Everybody must go naked.
Yeah!
And that will solve things.
Whipper.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know, we'd be too busy looking at each other to do anything else.
So you think the answer to the crime problem and to the lack of education is more sexual energy?
Yeah.
How would you learn anything in school when you're sitting next to the captain of the cheerleading squad, or in your case, the captain of the football team, and that person is sitting there naked, and you're not paying attention to what your naked teacher's writing on the blackboard. You're paying attention to the naked guy sitting next to you.
Hey, Rob, well, you take your hand off my knee now.
Sorry.
Honestly, it's not like any of the kids really pay attention in school anyway.
Well, that's their own decision.
Yeah, but then again, the ones that want to pay attention,
yes,
they're always distracted by the ones that don't.
So what are you suggesting, that if a kid disrupts a class, get rid of him, throw him out of school,
yeah,
later?
Yeah.
So you think there should be even more expulsions in the school systems?
Yeah, which would also build up the crime rate, because then they'd be too stupid to get out and get a job, and they'd have to break into houses and steal radios.
What a catch-22. So what can we do to these kids who just want to disrupt class?
I don't know.
You know what we need? We need some kind of time machine. And we need to take all these, like, 15-year-old ne'er-do-wells who are on that path of destruction and show them their lives in 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
Show them pumping gas in the middle of the night for minimum wage.
Yeah.
Show them driving down that open road on speed.
Show them life in jail.
Yeah.
So, Leanne.
What?
Get to work on this time machine.
All right.
Later.
Bye.
Chris, you know that now the Cross County Highway is officially the Ronald Reagan Cross County Highway?
Barf me!
Yuck!
Why couldn't they named it something cool like the Pete Rose Memorial Highway?
That's 2nd Street's now Pete Rose.
That's Pete Rose Way. They could give Pete Rose a highway. I mean, he was Charlie Hustle. They should give the alley to Ronald Reagan and give Pete Rose the highway.
Where is Joe Nuxall Highway at? Where is Marty Brenneman Highway at?
Joe Nuxall's got a road in Hamilton.
Where is Ken Anderson Highway? Where's Tony Perez Highway?
Where's Chris and Rob Road?
Where's Heimlich Road?
We could at least have a cul-de-sac, Chris and Rob cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sac?
Yeah. You know what a cul-de-sac is, don't you?
I never heard it called cul-de. I've heard it called cul-duh, but not cul-de. Cul-de-sac.
What was that?
Jim just shakes his head in bewilderment.
Jim just shakes his head.
After 3 years of answering phones for Chris and Rob,
Jim finally shakes his head. That was the first time I ever saw you shake your head.
Jim
Chris
is
and Rob would
razzled.
Like to send a big, wouldn't we? Like to send a big thank you and shout out to the lovely Jim, who's been answering our phones for almost 3 years now. Thanks, Jim.
Way to go! Now do your job, damn it! Answer the phone.
Come on, answer that thing.
All right, man. The testimony's over. It's time to get back to work. Time to put that enormous honker to the grindstone.
Hello, Taco. You're on the air.
It's Tuco.
Oh, sorry, Tuco.
Whatever. What do you want?
Yeah, you guys are talking about bands. I think Elvis Costello rules.
Yeah, he does. He's great. We agree 100%.
So who do you think is the best? I mean, of the 80s, like that one caller said. He said something about Van Halen. Who do you think is the best?
Does anybody else want to answer this? Eben Ozen.
Who?
Eben Ozen. A-E-I-O-U sometimes Y.
What about Prince?
Lola, Lola, Lola. Huh, call me if you want to. Huh, if you want to. Remember that song?
What about Prince?
Prince was good. He had a nice run there in the 80s.
I'm gay.
You're what? You're good?
I'm gay.
Well, you know, I'm glad you decided to pick the Chris and Rob show to come out of the closet there, Toko.
Thanks.
I'm naked.
Okay. Well, then Leanne is very proud of you because she thinks we all should be naked.
We'll be right back.
There's a smart young woman on a light blue screen who comes into my house every night.
Thank you for rejoining our broadcast of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Yes, thank you.
Where would we be without our listeners? Hello, T. You are our next guest on
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hello, T. What's on your mind tonight?
One thing, Van Halen definitely is out of the question.
You think that Van Halen is out of the question, and I pose to you, why?
What is the question?
Well, because they suck. That's it. That's the only reason why. Because it's not about that.
So what is it about their music that you find objectionable?
It just sucks. I don't think it's pleasant.
Don't you find that when...
I don't feel that the tones are pleasant to my eardrums.
Do you feel that the rhythm and the beat has a primal energy not unlike the first time you made love? What?
Did you say nut?
No, I didn't say nut.
I thought that's what you said. No, just...
I didn't say
nut. They ain't really... I don't know. I guess you can call them...
Lean the seat back and...
Whipper?
Whipper? I'll whip her if she gets out of line.
Okay.
I used your word.
No, man. You're not with it there, T.
749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris and he's Rob.
I'm scratching my upper lip at the time. I couldn't talk. 749-1444 is the phone number to call here, as usual. And we've got the old... Odd on the phone.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Odd?
Not much. I figured I'd come in with a serious topic again.
Okay, go for it, man.
What do you think about the whole Jesus picture must come down thing? Since you guys talked about the Confederate flag last week.
What?
Where's this? About this guy?
No, man.
This guy went to court saying that in school in Kalamazoo, Michigan,
the home of the Western Michigan Broncos.
Yeah, he suffered psychological damage because as a kid he was forced to stare at a picture of Jesus.
Can I tell you something, Todd? I've discussed this topic many times with my friends, colleagues, peers.
Okay.
And here's the deal I think about it. You take your average kid, give me a grade. Eighth grade.
Sixth
grade. You got your average kid in sixth grade. He's a lunatic. He's crazed. He's out chewing the bark off the trees at lunchtime. He's up beating up little girls. He's getting his butt kicked by the eighth graders at the school. He's going around like he's some kind of goofy. He's playing kickball. He's playing tackle football in the field when you're running on to play touch football. He's a total lunatic. He's stark raving mad. And I don't think that a moment of silence or a prayer before school of any nature affects that kid one way or the other. He doesn't pay attention.
But it was in a public school. I mean, this is... But what about the whole church and state thing? I mean, what about the...
Okay, you might have an argument there that there should be a separation between church and state. But I'll also say this.
Okay.
That, you know, before... When you're in school, the last thing you're doing is paying any attention to what the hell you're doing.
That's true.
I don't think it affects you one way or the other.
But the defendants claim that Jesus is a part of most of all, or, well, they don't even say most of all. They said, defendants argue that the picture has meaning to all religions. I don't think the Jews believe in Jesus. But anyway.
So he's offended because he had to look at this picture of Jesus and now he's a wacko.
Yeah, that's what they say. But I just thought I'd throw that against the wall and see. Instead of
they talk about, oh, you have a moment of silence before class. Listen, you know, your average kid, especially like high school, junior high level, he'll spend that moment of silence staring at the knobs and or the butt of the women in the classroom or doing his homework.
Well, he claims it was a, from what it says in the paper and everything that I've heard, he claims it was an injury to himself because he doesn't believe in religion. And he felt like it was a punishment of the public school to have him do this in high school.
Well, but also you could say Jesus was a historical figure, and some would even say a very important historical figure.
Well, that's true. But I mean, have you seen Jesus's tomb? I mean,
have I seen? No.
You know, I mean, how could he? You know, I mean, I don't know. There's just, who knows if he even existed.
There's one. Well, I think there's a lot of evidence that he existed. Who and what he actually was is in debate. But I just don't buy that because my religion didn't subscribe to this and I had to do it in high school or whatever.
Yeah.
That I'm some kind of nut now. Maybe there shouldn't be moments of silence in high schools and in elementary schools
well,
and junior.
Well, he was a moment of silence. He just said he was forced to stare at this picture.
What do you mean forced to stare at a picture of Jesus? You could have a picture of Manson in the classroom. You don't have to sit here and stare at it all day, do you?
Well, that's true.
I mean, why wasn't he looking at the chalkboard? Why wasn't he looking at the overhead projector? Why wasn't he looking at his textbooks? Who forced him? Who put blinders on him? What was it, like some kind of clockwork orange evil thing where they bolted his eyebrows and eyelids open and he was forced to stare at this picture of Jesus while they played Beethoven? And there's two guys sitting on either side of him putting eye drops in his eyes because he couldn't even blink. He had to just sit there and stare.
Yeah, well, it
was it like that?
I don't know. Probably not.
I don't think it was.
I don't know. But, you know, who knows? Maybe this guy will grow up and be shooting the NBC studios because they've been sending rays through his television or something. I don't know.
Who knows?
Anyway, all right. Good night.
Later.
Bye.
There's
only one eye. Okay, there's only one guy. He did both. One guy can handle both eyes and clockwork horns. 749-1444 is the phone number here at Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Maybe there shouldn't be prayer in school. Maybe there shouldn't be any moments of silence in school.
Should there be music on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show?
You know, some people say there shouldn't be music in schools. We shouldn't teach that music crap in school. We should dedicate all the time to teaching the three R's, to teach kids about how to win friends and influence people, that kind of stuff. George, what it is?
Well, you know what it is?
What is it?
It's like, you know, I agree with, like, picture of Christ being a historical figure should be in a, you know, in every school, but they should get the right picture. I mean, you know, Christ was black, and they don't show that. And so, like, if they're going to go ahead and make everybody stare at a white Christ, I mean, they should make them stare at the right color, the black Christ.
Was he white or black on the Shroud of Turin? I forget.
Oh, that was a negative. So naturally, he's going to look white on that. So he would have been black.
Oh, okay, that's a negative.
Right.
All right, I get it.
I always pictured him as like a Menachem Begum kind of color.
Menachem Begum. Yeah. Well, he was a high yellow, but you know, still he was black. He was, I mean, no doubt about it. Just, you know, if they get the right color, the right.
Well, I don't know whether he was white or black. He could have been either, but how do you know for sure?
Well, you know, I don't think.
Well, how come they got to make you stare at the white Christ? I mean, like, it's not fair. You know? I mean, if they're going to show it, make you stare at it, then it should be the black Christ.
George, how do you know for sure that he was black? Because I don't know whether he was white or black or Oriental.
But how come they're making him stare at this one of this, you know, they showed all over the place as, like, you know, this white man. And why, you know, they make them stare at that, so that if they got to stare at something, it should be the black one. How come, you know, they predispose that if you're going to have to stare at one, it's going to have to be the white one.
Well, how do you know which she was?
Well,
that's kind of a throw up, I guess.
But why, then why are we staring at one that is wrong, then? And the defense over having that, you know, picture in the school, you know, defending it, they should least defend the right color. I mean, if they're going to dictate the color of the Christ and then we have to look at it, I mean, that's like a little bit of a double standard there.
I agree with you, George. I agree that I don't think Jesus looked like a Northern European. I don't think that's really up for much debate.
If Jesus was a Jew, and he was, then why don't they have more pictures of him with a really big schnoz?
Because the pictures that we see of him were done primarily by Northern European artists.
But shouldn't they have drawn a bigger nose on him?
Don't say no, man.
Northern European.
I'm not talking about anything silly or stereotypical. I'm just saying a little bit of a bigger nose.
I'm not talking about stereotypical. Just Jews have
it
big noses. That's not
up.
Stereotypical.
It was touched up. His hair was also red and a lot curlier. It was touched up.
Red? How do you know what color his hair was?
Man.
What color was his eye?
Jews have red hair.
Are you saying he was part Negro and part Irish?
That'd be pretty good, man.
I mean, I won't rule it out, but that's kind of a
It was like
stretch.
Phil Lynott or something.
Yeah.
Hey. So Jesus looked like Phil Lynott.
Sweet of the Jews.
Okay. Well,
I don't know. What does that mean, the sweeter the Jews?
Thanks for your call.
I missed something there. The sweeter the Jews?
It's getting late.
Did you get that?
No.
Man, that went over my head.
749-1444 is the phone number. This is Chris and Rob. And
Late Night Talk Show. And, you know, religion's always a good topic. You know, you should never bring up religion at a party, but bring it up on a late night talk show.
And it's a riot.
You know what happens?
What?
The phone lines explode.
Yeah. That's
a radio term, folks. A little inside behind the scenes look at the radio biz. The phone lines will explode if you talk about Jesus.
Rob, if you could give them a little more behind the scenes insight, what else could you let our listeners know in order to more easily and creatively visualize and imagine the inside of our lovely Chris and Rob studio?
This is called a music bed. Even though it's not a bed, but it's called a music bed because we're talking over it.
Kenny Burrell, man.
And we're laying down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you get me another one of them little pink drinks?
The umbrella.
With the umbrella.
Yeah.
Sabrina, what's going on? Turn her on, man.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm Sabrina. Jesus was not black or white. He was all colors.
Oh, he was Rainbow Man?
No, but he is all colors. He represents everybody. Not black, not white.
So the physical representation of Jesus doesn't really matter. It's the spiritual side of it is what counts.
Yes.
But if you were forced, if someone held a gun to your head, probably not an assault weapon because people don't really use those that much. But if someone held a .22 caliber to your head and said, Sabrina, you have to draw a picture of Jesus, what kind of picture would you come up with?
I'd have to draw...
Would he look more like Michael J. Fox or Edward James Olmos?
You'd have to draw like clouds because you don't know what Jesus looks like. There's no true picture of him. Nobody back then could take photographs of him.
So you draw a
picture... don't know what he looks like today.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Jesus, whoever picked a picture of Jesus, took it out of the Bible of what he described him of and made them what they wanted him to look like.
You know, there is a... I actually watched this Phil Donahue once because this was their topic. What color was Jesus? Because some black actor made a movie and he portrayed Jesus. And Phil was trying to get this big debate going about was Jesus white or black? And everybody in the audience said, well, he's probably closer to black than white if you look at the area of the world that he's from. And there was no controversy or anything, and
Rob,
Phil just kept trying to get it stirred up, but he couldn't.
Phil Donahue's an idiot, you know.
What?
Phil Donahue's an idiot.
You know where he started at?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio. So, him and Jonathan Winters.
Sabrina.
And Mike Schmidt and Rick Derringer.
What are you doing up this late?
I'm sitting here writing poetry.
Oh, really? Could you lay...
No!
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Hey, now I heard...
Okay, go ahead, Sabrina. Lay some poetry on us.
What kind of poetry do you want to hear?
Well, what kind of music do you want underneath
something
your...
Something sensual.
Yeah, something sensual about cucumbers and stuff.
I'd have to write one of those. I'll write you one and send it in the mail.
What rhymes with cucumber?
Number.
Oh, you are a poet.
A heap of lumber.
Okay, here's your poem, okay?
Okay.
Listen.
You want some music behind
it? See, we're funny. You don't catch this. When we're sucking, you catch it all. What's going on with that, man?
Okay, hey, Sabrina.
What?
What kind of music you want behind your poem?
None.
Okay, go.
Do you love me? Do you not? You told me once, but I forgot. It seemed to me that God above created you for, created you for me to love. If I die before you do, I'll wait at the golden gates of heaven for you. If you're not there by judgment day, I know you went the other way. I'll give the angels back their wings, golden halo, and everything. I'll come to hell to be with you just to prove my love for you.
Did you get that from a Gibson card?
No, I didn't. I wrote that.
It rhymes too much, except for I like that part about, excuse me.
Hey, do you think maybe you could get a job writing for Gibson or Hallmark or somebody?
I don't know.
You could write for Chris and Rob. Why don't you write us a good Chris and Rob introduction? Kind of like, I'm Chris and I'm Rob, and together we're Chris and Rob. But you can be a little more poetic about it.
Okay.
Like, put some thought to it and then send it to us. Bye.
What? I think she was going to say something. Oh, well.
Okay.
Oh, well. 749-1444 is the phone number if a line ever becomes open.
Yeah, we got a bunch of people on hold. We're getting to them as fast as we can.
We're trying to get to them all, but you know, we only get 3 hours a week.
Yeah, we're going to have to go to a car phone soon. And the watch line's all filled up, too.
I need a deep thigh massage. We got Jeanette. Turn her on, man. Jeanette, what's going on?
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Fine.
Good to hear that. Yes, yeah, so, and you called for what reason?
Oh, I was wanting to ask you guys an opinion. Sunday we were down there talking to Ed.
Ed and Laddie?
Well, Laddie wasn't there. He didn't show up.
No, it's like one word, Ed and Laddie.
What do you guys think about having a caller ID system put in down there?
No, what we would be in favor of more than that would be, first of all, touch tone phones, and secondly, some kind of booster to make the volume louder on the phone so we can crank up you callers, because sometimes it's hard to hear some of you.
Yeah.
And then get caller ID. That's way down the line. I don't think we really need caller ID.
Yeah, the station has many other improvements that need to be taken care of first.
Caller ID would just be a luxury we do not need.
Well, on some shows, they do need it.
Why?
Well, I don't know if you listened this past Sunday or not, but there was some guy being very, what could I just say, rude and crude.
What was he doing?
So what do you want to do? You're going to get this guy busted for telephone harassment or something? What's the point?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather have touch-tone phones that you could hear on the air? Because you say something, then I'll say something.
What do you want me to say?
What do you want me to say? See how much louder I am? On the AM radio stations, on the talk shows, it sounds like a regular person. Also, we need the capability to call the operator. Okay, these phones, you can't call the operator, and you can't call information to get people's phone numbers.
We need the redial button, so if we call somebody and it's busy, we can just pick it up, hit redial, and boom, we're there.
Yep. Yeah.
We need... Yep. Hold on, no, we're not. Now we are, go.
We're the Chris and Rob Show. Our show kicks ass. If you listen to us, you'll have a blast. We're loud, we're honest, we speak our minds. If you don't like us, you can kiss our behinds.
Whoa.
Wait. Try that again.
For Chris and Rob, our show kicks ass. If you listen to us, you'll have a blast. We're loud, we're honest, we speak our minds. If you don't like us...
Wait.
Jim just hung up on you, didn't he?
No.
Sabrina?
Yeah?
If you don't like us, what? Kiss our behinds?
Yeah, you kiss our behinds.
That's what he said.
What?
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay.
Anyway.
Sabrina?
Yeah?
I like it. Don't get me wrong. I think it's really good. I think it's a real good effort. I think it's a real good rookie effort, but I think you can muster up something a little...
There's two posts in the turned up.
Something a little less than an iambic pentameter vein.
Where has your work been published before, young lady?
Nowhere. I have had my poems published in school papers.
The New Yorker, perhaps?
No, in school papers. Try Aiken.
Figured.
Why are you laughing at my school?
I was aching, but then I took an aspirin.
You know Jeremy, the guy who plays guitar for Beal Jack?
Jeremy, like, led the Aiken High football team in tackles for 8 straight years. Because he kept flunking.
You know him?
He spent 8 years in high school.
That is Damien. That is Jennifer's ex-boyfriend.
No, his name's not Damien. This is a different guy.
What about Jeremy Frayer? What about Jeremy?
No, his real name is not Jeremy. His real name is Sheldon.
But at school he called himself Jeremy.
Or do we have this backward? I have this backwards.
It's Jeremy.
His real name is Jeremy.
His real name.
Sheldon the awesome metalhead. Yeah. Was like our
his
very
real
first
name
call.